Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
This will let you know how you can get your hands on this podcast if you haven't already. Dave, what's the latest news that's got everybody buzzing down there?
Recruiting, Bill, mostly the transfer portal for the Gators here. The big one, Bill, they got yesterday pretty early. Offensive lineman, more than likely a guard, but Osiris Torrance committed to Florida, transfer from Louisiana. Started about 40 games for Louisiana, dating back all the way to his freshman season, where he played, I think, if I remember right, 13 out of 14 games as a true freshman. ESPN had him as a top 100 college football player last year going into the 2021 season. He could have easily went to the NFL draft this past coming up NFL draft, Bill, but decides to transfer to Florida in Billy Napier. And offensive line coaches that, you know, he's familiar with as well, Rob Sale, who was at Louisiana, coached with the Giants, New York Giants this past year. He's a co-offensive lineman and an offensive coordinator for the Gators. That was a hire made last week for Florida. So he's very familiar with Rob Sale and then also Darnell Stapleton, who came over from Louisiana. So that was a big one, Bill. Added a position in need for Florida. Florida struggled on offensive line for the last few years. Got a little bit better last year, of course, toward the beginning of the year especially. But still need a talent upgrade and get one of the best offensive linemen available in the country. They did that, and you know, luckily Billy Napier had an inroad there after developing him at Louisiana. But also, kind of surprised, Bill, Jalen Kimber transferred from Georgia to Florida. Looked like he was going to be a starter for that Georgia defensive backfield before the season, and then had a nagging shoulder injury. Ended up having shoulder surgery. Didn't play this past year for Georgia. Now going to transfer to Florida there, and did a commitment, Bill, from the high school ranks as well. Miguel Mitchell was committed to Vanderbilt at one time. This is somebody the staff identified as a safety back at their Louisiana days. He ends up committing to Florida as well. So busy on the recruiting front, Bill. A lot of visits this past weekend for the first official visit weekend of 2022. Some big names there, mainly Texas A&M commit, number one linebacker in the country. Harold Perkins there, Florida knocked that visit out of the park, and we'll just kind of have to wait till signing day, Bill, to see if that's going to be enough for Florida to sway him away from A&M.
What will Billy Napier's offense look like at Florida?
Well, good question, Bill. If you go back to his time at Louisiana, it's going to be run focused. It's still going to be running the ball between the tackles. Maybe some pistol to go along with that as well. Levi Lewis was his main quarterback his time there at Louisiana. So quarterback runs a part of it as well. I don't think he's married to that, but I think that's just what he had at Louisiana. So, of course, I think what you see there on a power run, as I said, some pistol, running the ball with the backs a good bit, using backside to backfield too. I went back and looked at some stats yesterday. They get the ball in the passing game a good bit as well when he has backs capable. And I think Florida has backs capable with DeMarcus Bowman, LaRingo Lingard. If you try and get those guys outside and use their speed, so I think we'll see those guys too But also just a pure power run game. Not so dissimilar from kind of Dan Mullen's power run, your quarterback run scheme at times as well. So I think if Anthony Richardson's fully healthy, ready to go for spring and fall, I think you'll see kind of similar offense based off the quarterback and his ability to run. And there are times, I think, with Levi Lewis at quarterback under Billy Napier, there are probably times where he was probably a better throwing quarterback. I think Anthony Richardson could probably open up that offense just a bit more in that regard. But I do think, Bill, it won't be too far from what we've seen, but I think Billy Napier, going back to his time at Arizona State as well as an offensive coordinator, learning under some offensive coordinators his time at Alabama, he can open it up if he needs to against the quarterback to do that. But I think initially we'll see very similar to what we saw at Louisiana, with mainly relying on the run game, probably 60-40 run percent there. With that and relying on the running backs and that offensive line. I think getting Osiris Torrance is a big inclination. I think the offense probably he can fit inside that offense pretty well and try and push some people around up front. So it's going to be hopefully philosophical culture shifts as far as mentality goes, Bill, because Florida's got to get tougher there as well. To go and try and run the ball very similar to what we saw at the beginning of the year last year. You got to be able to keep that up for a whole year, and I think Billy Napier's going to try and do that, at least early on at Florida.
And Emory Jones is not gone.
He's not gone, Bill. Try to keep everybody up to date on that one, and we've kind of hit that one as far as it would go, even though there was a lot of rumors that, he almost even said so himself that, There were reports out there that he was going to go into the transfer portal. He even discussed going into the transfer portal, but he never officially put his name in. So, Bill, like I said, I don't think he'll start. I think he'll go through spring. And, Bill, he's very close to graduating at Florida, too, so that, I think, plays a part in it as well. He's been there for since 2018, that season. So he's very close to getting a graduate degree at Florida. And that will open up some transfer possibilities, I think, too, if that's the way he ends up going. So I think he'll go through spring. I think he'll go through that and maybe see where he's at in that regard, Bill. But, decided not to transfer. We'll go through spring with Florida, and, we'll see. I don't think he starts, Bill. Maybe he – Billy Napier, we got to talk to him a bit on Friday, and, he did say Emory Jones, handles this the right way. He loves Florida. He loves being at Florida. And maybe that plays into it as well, Bill. Maybe – there's writing on the wall that he won't be a starting quarterback, or he doesn't want to drop down and maybe go take his chances somewhere else. And he just likes being at Florida, and we'll see. So, Bill, we tried to keep everybody up to date on that, and seems like he'll at least go through spring.
Yeah, that will be fun to watch, because once we get into spring, he'll probably get a little bit better feel for where he stands on that depth chart.
Yeah.
And then maybe he'll move on from there. Don't know. But apparently they've done a good job of talking to him and making him feel comfortable with at least sticking it out a little while.
Yeah. And, he's got a lot of respect there for the player, from the players as well. And Billy Napier did bring up Bill the other day, with that and talking about Emory Jones and saying, hey, look, it's all our job as coaches as well to kind of when they're struggling out on the field, it's our job to kind of cater to them. It's our job to, talk them through and make sure we're putting them in the right situations as well. And I don't think that was necessarily a shot at the last staff or anything like that, but, basically saying how Emory Jones approached last season, and he knows it was tough, but it's the coach's job to help bring those players along and, bring them when the situation's tough, help bring them through it. So maybe there's another aspect, maybe something to unlock there from Emory Jones. I don't necessarily see it right now, Bill, but maybe there's something left there.
Is Florida basketball a thing right now?
Whew, Bill, it is a thing, yes, but not a thing Gator fans want it to be right now. It's really surprising, too. They got off to a really good start. They finally beat FSU, got off that, had beat Ohio State, played some teams very tough, and then just had an inexcusable loss to, Texas Southern at home at some point there in December with, a terrible team. You lose that game at home. and then started conference play 0-3, and then finally got their first conference win over South Carolina this past weekend, Bill. But it's just a lot of the, you know, same old with Mike White. Is, you know, there's no, I mean, Colin Castleton, Bill, is a really good player. You know, best player Florida has right now. But, you know, they don't have that legit scoring threat. A guy that can get them out of the slump. A guy that can go get the bucket when they really need it. A guy that can go hit the dagger at the end of the game and bring, you know, Florida, they'll get down big to Auburn. They'll get down big to LSU and they'll storm back, but they'll get back within, you know, 3 to 6 points and just never be able to overcome it. So, you can see talent at some points, Bill, but it's just, I think, seeing social media, seeing what I see, and a lot of my complaints about our Mike White team, it's just the same old Bill of just and recruiting is good. Recruiting is good for basketball. Just can never seem to hit in stride, never put anything consistently together, and it really comes down, Bill, just not being able to score enough points and not having a guy to go to get those points.
Tell everybody how they can get your podcast, Gators Breakdown.
Get it at news4jax.com/GatorsBreakdown, your favorite podcast platform. The YouTube version out there as well. Recent episodes out there, Bill, of course, recapping the big visit and recruiting weekend for Florida and going back to Billy Napier's press conference on Friday, talking about the eight phases of program building that he does. So it starts today, Bill, with the foundation part of it, and a lot to look forward to in the Billy Napier. Fan base is excited, Bill.
We'll see you next week, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
Gator Dave on Tuesdays with us. Griff will be with us next hour, about 20 minutes into hour number three. 615-844-5600. So what about my boy, Bruce? You know, I have some guys that I shill for on the show. I make it very clear. I am not objective in some of these areas. Most of the time, I'm objective on the show. I am. The only thing I usually care about on the show is content. I don't live and die with some team. I don't let it get to me. I just love the content. I'm wanting really fun, interesting, for us, content. For all of us. But I'm a shill for Bruce. The job Bruce has done at Auburn, the job he did at Tennessee before he got fired because of too many weenies on the grill. It's amazing what he's done. My boy Bruce. I shill for Bruce. Just accuse me of being not objective. That's fine. Love my boy. Exchanged some messages with Bruce not too long ago. Bruce used to come on with us when he was out of coaching, and he swore the SEC would never let him back in. He was convinced the SEC office would never let him back in. Look at him now. Look at your boy now, y'all. All right, let's get the break. Tuesday edition. We'll be right back. I'm the Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. At one point, they had traffic blocked on 24 eastbound at Joby Jackson out there in Rutherford County. They had to pull a car out of a ditch. Now we're looking at a wreck over here on Briley Parkway. It's got traffic a little bit slow. Southbound Briley at County Hospital Road. That's going to be over here in Bordeaux. Again, that's running a little bit slow, so keep that in mind if that's your route there on Briley Parkway at County Hospital Road. 24 eastbound, just past White's Creek Pike on a crash. PensacolaBeach.com is everything you need to book your next trip. Log on today, PensacolaBeach.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Over the last several months, you've heard me talk about golf, and in particular, Riverside Golf Links. It's at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. Earlier this summer, I went out and played, and I found out for sure that the things I've been saying to you in the commercial were absolutely true. So I want to take this and go one step farther. As the weather gets a little bit cooler, you might think about next year in golf, tournaments you might be involved in, tournaments you might set up. Let me strongly suggest Riverside Golf Links. I did this with a friend earlier, and they got it all set up, and they'll be playing a tournament next year. They've got 27 holes. You can simply go to riversidegolflinks.com or give them a call, 615-847-5074. It's golf the way you want it at Riverside Golf Links.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Hello, I'm Greg Poe.
And I'm Coach Tom Hodges.
Join us Saturday mornings at 9 for the shoot-around presented by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
It's a weekly celebration of all things round ball, from high schools to colleges to the NBA.
It opens with our starting five topics, followed by the two-man weed.
The slowest fast-breaking radio.
The shoot-around is also brought to you by Freeman Webb, Rush Truck Centers, the U.S. Army, Bud Morris, State Farm Insurance, Valentino's Restaurante, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Sports Place.
That's the shoot-around every Saturday morning at 9.
We have more Jeffs than you do. It's the Bill King Show.
Looks like crater day in the market. I'm looking at futures, Dow futures down 300. Yeah, looks like a crater day. We'll see. We'll see. Wished I'd have thought about. See, Friday whipsawed me. I had a really good Friday because I bet down the whole day, and I was 3 for 4. I batted 750 on Friday and was up significantly. I lost the last one, but it was each bet was smaller and smaller in the market, in the options game. And I was still up significantly. So Friday was a resounding success, but I got whipsawed because a crater day actually ended green. And I thought Friday for sure would continue to crater because you got a three-day weekend and the sentiment's kind of negative. But it did. It rebounded green, which I thought was a little weird. I should have prepared, but I didn't. I don't have anything in the market. So today's crater, at least initially, I don't have anything invested in it. Too bad for me. Yeah, I got whipsawed there at the end. That can happen to you. Even veterans like me can get whipsawed. I was just thinking, I'm not sure what I'm more impressed with. Georgia just won a natty, which Georgia had everything you need to win a natty. Or Stetson Bennett after the game, taking a pull off of a $6,000 bottle of Pappy's. I'm still not over that. You may be saying, Bill, that's a couple days ago, you know? I mean, no. I'm not over it yet. I refuse to get over this. I'm so impressed with Stetson Bennett. Now, Kip in D.C. tweeted yesterday, Bill, like you, I have never had a sip of Pappy's. But I've been looking around on the internet, and I found this site. Looks like a scam to me, Bill. And it was some site that he had pulled up, and he tweeted it, where they had Pappy's on sale for $19.95. $19. It was something like that. I don't remember the exact price, but it was something ridiculous. I'm just wondering what that was. You can't even get one sip of Pappy's. If you go to Ruth's Chris and order a pour, it's going to be a couple hundred bucks, right? That's what Tom in Myrtle Beach was saying. So Kip found a scam site. Hey, somebody somebody go to that site that Kip put up and order that bottle of Pappy's for $19.95. Tell me what you get in the mail. Is it a picture? Is it a replica? Is it a airplane bottle of Jack Daniels? What is it? Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. Johnny Vegas, Bill Vanderbilt baseball starting in about a month, and you are a shill for Tim Corbin. That is true. Now, what's ironic about that is the Vanderbilt folks don't like me, meaning the people who work there. And I don't know, but Tim and I have always been cool. I haven't talked to him in a while, but because I respect the heck out of Vandy baseball. It's about the only thing I respect there. But I respect Vandy baseball. How could you not? Now, again, what's ironic is I tell the public the truth about how rotten and much of a just out-and-out liar Vanderbilt has always been about their true intent. I'm talking about now the upper leadership there. And they don't like that. They don't like that. They don't like the fact that there's a guy on the radio who knows more about their history than they do and knows more about their lies than they do. They don't like that. And I get it. I mean, I guess I could understand that. But I'm not going to sit here and shill for a proven liar, which is, in general, Vanderbilt's sports promises. Now, again, they are pouring a lot of money in facilities and all that. I think that recent announcement within the last year or so, whenever it was, that's real. Usually those are lies, too. That appears to be real. But I don't trust them. And I don't think the outcome is going to be any different at Vanderbilt because history tells you it won't be. History leaves footprints, y'all. History leaves fingerprints. Y'all, history leaves clues, y'all. Study it. It will teach you things. Same with the stock market. Same with ball games. Study it. Learn its mannerisms. And you will come to the conclusion that Vanderbilt will promise a bunch of stuff. Now, I don't mean baseball, but in other sports and not deliver as always. That's just what they do. It's not their main mission. Their main mission is, hey, I just want to remind you we're the smartest people in here. You're likely going to be working for me. That's Vanderbilt. That's their mission. That won't change. Yeah, that won't change. And I have a lifetime of it. A lifetime of it. Now, what's even more impressive is Tim Corbin, through all of this, has taken a baseball program that you wouldn't even know existed and made it the top program in America. That is, you want to talk about remarkable. Look, Nick Saban, who's the best ever college football coach, wins multiple natties and probably has more on the way. Kirby Smart just won one. Those guys come from they're at tradition-rich, Kirby is an alum, places that have football muscle that goes back, right? Even though Georgia has not won one until now, 41 years back, Georgia is a tradition-rich, very much loaded football program. Always has been. So is Alabama. Vanderbilt baseball, again, you wouldn't even know played years ago. Not even on the radar. And they have a coach who's taken a situation on that campus that doesn't give a rip about anything but being arrogant about intelligence. and he has them as the best program in America. Baseball program in America. Tim Corbin. That's amazing. That is absolutely, ridiculously amazing. And you know what? Here's another set. I haven't thought about this. Maybe in my lifetime, I may have been to more Vandy games just because of geography than any other facility in America, which is really sad. That is a blemish on my resume. And again, it's because of where I live. It's not because I searched out Vandy. I had to get to Vandy football games. Nah, that was not it. At all. It's just by virtue of circumstance. Yeah, that's where we're at there. Tell you what we'll do. Let's take a call here. And how about Aliquippa Bob? Welcome in, sir.
Hey, Bill King. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, you're talking about these cold weather games. It brought back three games in my mind. And one of them was a pro game between the Steelers and the Raiders. It was a championship game in 19. Bill, I think it was 75, going into 76. Pittsburgh had a tarp on field at Three Rivers Stadium, and supposedly the tarp blew off the sidelines that night, and that sideline was ice, Bill. We got in that stadium, and I mean, it was cold, Bill. It was in the teens, and I remember the wind chill being down around zero, if not below zero. And I mean, Bill, I was dressed. I had long underwear on, and you didn't have all these synthetic fabrics in those days, and
right.
Sweaters. Heavy clothes, ski bib overalls. But I'll tell you a funny story about that game. They iced the sidelines because it defeated Blitnikoff, who was and Stabler was their quarterback for the Raiders. And, you know, he used to do this down and out pattern, and then he'd come back to the ball, and him and Stabler were unstoppable with that. So, you know, everybody accused the Steelers of icing the field, icing the sidelines before the game. But, Bill, I'll tell you, that game, I got in early. I'm actually on NFL Films. I'm way up in peanut heaven. I'm this little black dot sitting there before the game. But that game is the only game I was ever at where I saw a bottle come passing around the rows in the stadium. And it started, and I mean, it kept going for about four or five rows below us. We saw it. I mean, it was a great game. And I mean, it was cold.
Now, wait a minute. Somebody's passing around a bottle of Jack or something for everybody to get a swig on?
Yep, and I got a swig. He took a swig and passed it to the guy next to you, and it started. And people just kept donating bottles, I guess, because it came around and it finally stopped about four or five rows below us.
Now let me guess. Let me guess. A week later, you did not get the raging flu from this taking a swig off that bottle.
Bill, I had so much insulation inside of me, I didn't feel anything till the next day. So, you know, it wasn't any problem. We got nothing. No, nothing from sharing a bottle. You know, the alcohol kills it, I guess, like Josh said yesterday.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we didn't catch anything, Bill. But that was one of the funniest things I've ever seen at a football game. But and then a couple times in Happy Valley, Bill, I was at the Pitt-Penn State game, and I think it was 78. And Bill, that whole game was played in a driving wind and snow. I mean, it was, if that's the year that I'm thinking of. And I mean, that Bill, they played that game right from the goal line to about the 25-30 yard line. And neither team could score. That wind would just blow the ball. You pump the ball out of the end zone toward the 50, and the receiving team would actually face the 50. Because it would blow the ball back down, you'd catch it around a 25-30 yard line.
So that was Jackie Sherrill versus Joe Pop.
It was probably around then, yeah. And I mean, it was a tough, tough game, and it was right in front of us the whole game. I was on about the 20 yard line. We watched the whole game there, and I think Penn State beat them 17-10 that year, and it was nasty cold, you know. I don't know what the temperature was, but it was bitter cold. And then in 2013, I went up there for Nebraska to watch them play Nebraska. And excuse me, usually takes me about 3 hours to drive home from there. Well, nasty snowstorm came in, and I mean, we had like a blizzard during the game. And Bill, it took me 8 hours. I never made it home. I ended up in Morgantown, West Virginia, way south of where I live, about an hour, 10 minutes south of where I live and or lived. But I fought that snow all the way. It took me 8 hours just to get there, and I finally gave up in Morgantown around, it must have been around 3 o'clock in the morning. I just pulled over, found a Holiday Inn, and got a room. Wow. So, but if you want cold weather games, you got to go up north.
Oh yeah,
but they're fun.
No doubt.
Yeah, they're fun.
All right, man.
See a lot of craziness.
Well, I appreciate it, bud. Thank you.
See you, Bill.
Yeah, like I told you, when somebody asked me about cold weather games, I readily admit I don't have anything compared to you guys up north. Yeah, I let me say it in our southern way. I ain't got nothing for you. Josh. Bill, 1995 for Pappy's. You couldn't even get that 1995 to buy a bottle of Pappy's. Let me say P. I think it's okay to say P on the show. We've checked that one out in the past. So if they sold and Pappy passed away about 100 years ago or something like that, if they were to sell a bottle of Pappy's P, it would cost more than 1995. That's what you're saying. Okay. Georgia dog. Bill, no, that's not the most impressive thing. Stetson Bennett doing Good Morning America drunk on Pappy's trumps them all. See, I didn't get to see it. Yeah, I didn't get to see it. I guess I could go back and find it. Plain Kiffin. 1990, Bill, was Vanderbilt's 101st, I should say, year of playing football. It took Vanderbilt 50 years to make it to the 100 loss mark. In the next 50 years, they would lose another 300 football games. And their third game of the 1990 season, Bill, they lost to Alabama for the 400th all-time loss. Thanks. You're trying to take Jeff Tu's job away from him. That's the kind of thing Jeff Tu comes up with right there. Doug, this morning, says, Bill, as a Vanderbilt fan, I cannot argue with your opinion. It's very hard to be a fan of a university that does all it can to drive you away. Got to remember now, folks. And again, we don't talk about Vanderbilt because we think you're interested in how the football team's going to do, because I know you're not. That list of people is about maybe a dozen folks left that are interested in how Vanderbilt football is going to do. We tell you these things to point out the hypocrisy of it all. Got to remember, this is the university that allows athletes to be on the field, people to be in the stands, but their student body can't be there. But they're the most intelligent people on the planet Earth. That's Vanderbilt. Students cannot be at their basketball games or sporting events, whatever. You think when they're sitting around making this crap up, they really think they know what they're doing? Griff coming up, hour three. By the way, again, Crater Day in the market. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They were moving a stolen vehicle a few minutes ago on 40 westbound just past Fessler. Still trying to clean up that earlier crash in Williamson County, 840 eastbound, right at 65. Traffic still moving right now. It's busy 24 as you come in from the Jolton area. Still working a crash on OHP at 65 there in Brentwood. PensacolaBeach.com is everything you need to book your next trip. Check it out today at PensacolaBeach.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a nature show host.
In the native habitat of a suburban driveway, the poor victim of a broken windshield is left assessing his vehicle, utterly helpless.
Well, not true. If he's got Geico, he can file a claim online, over the phone, or with his handy mobile app.
But like a lone gazelle, he'll suddenly be left to fend for himself, awaiting his terrible fate.
Nope. Geico will assign him a designated claims team to help him out, too.
So the gazelle gets his car fixed and everything.
Wow. Nature is so cool.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly sunny, high near 47. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 39. Tomorrow, showers likely, high near 53. Tomorrow night, rain and snow showers, low around 23. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone. Sports Radio WNSR.
You like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
Griff will be with us about 20 minutes into hour number three. That's Mike Griff Fifth. With the AJC's Dog Nation. No cab up in Chicago. Bill, early spring baseball up here is just as cold as late fall football. Said, played a game in college with flurries coming down. It was so cold, a teammate got his leg gashed by a player's spikes, and it did not bleed until he got back in the van to go home. Now, baseball here, we'll have a couple of cold days when it starts early. College ball obviously starts really early. Somebody pointed out, what, they're going to start in about a month? But spring baseball, and my kids, my two older boys, I got five boys, two older boys played all the way up, played from Little League, 6U ball, whatever it is, all the way up to high school. My oldest actually went a year into college to play. But anyways, the only recollection I have of cold weather was it's probably March. And here's an irony. The junior high where my second oldest was playing at the school where Kumar Rocker was in seventh grade, who ended up being the number one ranked baseball player in America in his class, and had a phenomenal career at Vanderbilt. By the way, where is he now? Because he didn't get drafted. He got drafted, but they discovered it wasn't the Mets, that something was wrong with his arm.
Anyways, Rocker pitched in that game. And now, again, this is seventh grade, and he was nothing special in that grade, but he was 6'2". I mean, you could just tell this kid probably will be something. And they ended up moving because his dad was on the Titans staff, and they all got fired. So shortly thereafter, they moved to Georgia, and his dad got hired at the University of Georgia, D-line coach, Tracy Rocker. Anyways, but this is a weather story. I just remember, but that was the day Rocker was there in seventh grade. My son is, he plays shortstop and he pitches. And I always did not like him pitching just because of arm potential problems. And he didn't have any, but he had some soreness early in his life with his arm. So I didn't like it. But they always pitched him because he had a good arm. End of that game, they bring him in to finish the game. And I just noticed it's sleeting. This is March, and it's probably in the 40s. It's not 32, but it's sleeting, and it's cold. It's low 40s. Everybody's got on not only their jersey, but something under it, long sleeve. They're all bundled up, right? He's in a short sleeve shirt with no T-shirt or anything under it, on the mound pitching. I just remember saying, Cameron, after the dude, are you not cold? He goes, Dad, I don't, what are you talking about? Now, later, I don't think it had anything to do with this, but about, what year would that have been? 3 years later, he's having Tommy John surgery. Now, it didn't have anything to do with pitching that day in short sleeves in the sleet, but the irony is, I was worried about it years before anything happened, and then sure enough, Tommy John. And he was never, ever the same after it. You know, a lot of people, a certain percentage, but at least 50% or more, they recover from that well. He did not. Topwater assassin over in South Carolina. Bill, you mentioned doing sideline reporting. Why do you think Tom Luganville still does it? Seems like the worst job in show business. I cringe when they interview the losing coach at halftime. Well, actually, I did color. And actually, they were talking about me moving to play-by-play. I just didn't enjoy it. But in that game I was talking to you about, that game, I was on the sidelines in the when it started spitting snow. This is late November, a Vandy, Tennessee game. And it was, I'm pretty sure, 1992. Yeah, in that game, I was on the sideline. And I had to interview a DiNardo. I had to interview a Sugar Bowl representative who, for some reason, was there. Had to interview Doug Dickey. Had to interview Majors, who absolutely hated me. I don't remember who all. And then they would send it down for commentary. I just didn't like it. I the whole thing about hurry up and wait in TV, it just was never appealing. I did not enjoy it. You get to the stadium 4 hours before the game. You're standing around engineers and people, you know, running cords and wires, and everybody's running around crazy, and it's just nutty. I did not like it. And then the traveling on the road. I had to do a game at Syracuse. I had to do a game in Blacksburg. Those are fine places to go visit, yeah. But what would I rather do? Be home watching all the games in the comfort of my home with all my TVs, my own bathroom, my own refrigerator, or be on the road and waste an entire Saturday? I just don't want to do it. I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. And it makes me feel like the world's moving without me because I'm stuck in one spot. I did not like it. I couldn't tell you what Lugs is doing. He's good at it. But I just don't. Personally, I have no interest. I mean, I stopped doing that almost 30 years ago. And I didn't even, it wasn't my idea. Some TV guy exec called me out of the blue and asked me if I wanted to do it. And I thought, you know, you need to do this just to have the experience. But I realized, did it for a couple of years and realized I'm not into this, man. I like the radio angle. All right, we'll get the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They were moving a stolen vehicle a few minutes ago on 40 westbound just past Fessler. Still trying to clean up that earlier crash in Williamson County, 840 eastbound, right at 65. Traffic still moving right now. It's busy 24 as you come in from the Jolton area. Still working a crash on OHP at 65 there in Brentwood. PensacolaBeach.com is everything you need to book your next trip. Check it out today at PensacolaBeach.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. App, simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlays and exclusive always on promotions. They even get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Such a range of betting options, player props, futures. You can find it at FanDuel Sportsbook. And right now, bet on any game. FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back and if you don't win in your first bet. Site credit, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. You win, keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in that site credit. If you never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? What a great, great deal this is. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code GREGP. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code GREGP.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
At Slim Chickens, you and your family are our first priority. In every restaurant, we're working to ensure our food is safe, fresh, and ready when you are. From in-store pickup, curbside service, or now, you can get it delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim's app. We're here for you, and we're ready to serve. Download the Slim Chickens app to order, earn rewards, and get it delivered.
With 3 locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Harry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Hi, Griffith. Next hour, about 20 minutes into hour number 3 on this Tuesday edition. Non-playing portion of the season is upon us. If you're new to the show, we have 2 seasons. The playing portion and the non-playing portion. Off-season is banned. It's on the Buckeye Brenda named it verboten list. There is no off-season. There's a playing portion. There's a non-playing portion. Stuff goes on during both of them. That's the way this works, y'all. Irish Bill down on the Emerald Coast, who is heading up for Commitmas. Commitmas is 2 weeks from, I call it Wednesday, Thursday, tomorrow and the next day, 2 weeks. Check in at the Omni on Wednesday. And again, if you're local and you don't need a hotel, that's fine. Just come on. But check in at the Omni otherwise. And early evening, actually, we'll have a open door in the Bill King suite. It's one of those suites up top. I don't know which one they will assign me yet, but you won't have any problem finding it. And you're welcome to come and go. We'll have adult beverages in there, beer for you folks. That's on the house. No. There's not a guy sitting there saying, where's your $3 or whatever. No. Then the next morning, we do the show. We give you a five-hour show, not a three-hour show. Next morning, five-hour show at Bar Lines, right there on the first floor of the Omni. And we also wheel in a breakfast bar, which is very good. That's on the house, too. There's some freebies involved. Now, the hotel is not free, but we do get you a good rate. And if you need the good rate, which I assume you would want the better rate, either go to my Twitter feed and you'll see the link, or email me, or you can tweet me either one. And if you missed it or something, and I will send you the link. Because you cannot get that rate by just randomly calling them up. Hey, I'm coming to Commitmas. Give me my rate. That's not the way this works. You got to click that link to get the rate. Irish Bill, that's why I love broadcasting high school football. Travel is light, and I'm sleeping in my own bed that night. He's totally right. I have no desire to be on the road with some broadcast team. That's just me, man. I am not into that at all. I'd rather be at home not doing it than going through that. I did it. I've done it. That is not what I'm into. Now, here's the video. I've not watched this video. Georgia Dog sent it. Stetson Bennett still drunk while being interviewed on Good Morning America with Robin Roberts. So I'll pull that. I don't know when I'll have time to pull that up. Maybe later today, but I respect him even more. So dude is still partied out when he does this interview. Taking some plugs off some pappies. You know what? I am so much more of a fan of Stetson Bennett than I've ever been that I think Georgia brings him back. No, let me rephrase that. Georgia should bring him back, hold a press conference today. We've already given him, the starting job. All you Johnny five stars in the quarterback room, you can stay if you want, but Stetson Bennett IV drank some pappies. It's his job. You youngsters in the cube, you Johnny five stars aren't old enough for pappies. You're not allowed to have it. Therefore, the job goes to Stetson Bennett. That's what I would say at the press conference. Rob, Bill, and it's a picture of him. Is that you, Robert? That's some dude. Let me see here. Standing in, actually shoveling snow up there in Ohio. Some guy in his shorts. That's not. Some guy literally in shorts and I think flip-flops standing in a bunch of snow shoveling up there. He says, Bill, well, yeah, up in Ohio, you get it for real. You get it way better than we do. Josh in London, Ohio. Bill, is there any chance Notre Dame makes it a game in Columbus to open the season, or do they get dog-walked? I think that's going to be a rough, rough day for Notre Dame. And I do think that Marcus Freeman's got a chance to have a very good career. And I do think they're assembling excellent talent there. But that game one, first of all, just understand this. You're going to see us in your opener. You're starting Tyler Buchner at quarterback. Now, that kid's got a lot of talent. He's not ready to go to see us, okay? you are breaking in a bunch of coaches. All right? You're going to have a new defensive coordinator. You've got a new defensive line coach. You've got a new, you'll have a new running back coach. You have a new wide receiver coach. I'm probably leaving somebody out. Special teams. And you're going against an offense that is absolutely loaded. Now, Notre Dame's defense will be good, but are they good enough to go into C-Bus and shut that group down? No. No. You think Oklahoma State was a problem in the bowl game? Not that I'm a big bowl game guy. So, no, I do not think that opener is conducive to a good day for Notre Dame. Circumstantially, it doesn't make sense. All right, hour three's coming up. Good question, Josh. I mean, you could have waited till like July 8th to ask that, but that's okay. I'm ready. I'm prepared. Omni Nashville Hotel.